Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Has Sheet Metal Workers Local 2. Demand metal excellence. Capital Federal, true blue for over 125 years. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. You've been listening to Kansas City Royals Baseball on the Royals Radio Network.
This has been a presentation of Odyssey Sports. For even more coverage of your team, download the free Odyssey app and listen to your favorite stations, shows, and podcasts.
Welcome in to Vern's postgame show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening. Wow, that was fun, wasn't it? That was nice. That was an enjoyable ball game. Royals win 5-3. They snap a five-game losing streak. And let's be honest, guys, they look good doing it. I'm not going to sit here and, you know, make too much of it, but I am going to enjoy it because the Royals earned that win. This wasn't one of those gift-wrapped victories. Now, listen, I'll take anything resembling a win that I can take right now in this season. This wasn't given to the Royals. This wasn't two bad teams going at it and someone's got to come out on top. No, the Royals won this game. Royals took this game from Cleveland 5-3, the final score. We can enjoy it. We can dissect it. We can talk about the trade deadline. We can look to the offseason. We can go anywhere you want following this one tonight. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. The boys outplay the Guardians and do so behind some big-time performances. I said it earlier today on the On Deck Show. My thought when I woke up this morning and started to prepare for this game, my thought was, enough is enough. That Yankees series was brutal. That loss yesterday was one of the worst losses of the season, just as far as the product that they put out there on the field. Just bad baseball. So to respond in this fashion was nice, was enjoyable, was a fun evening at the ballpark. I asked the question as the On Deck show started today, who's going to step up and say enough is enough? Who's had enough of the losing? Now, I know everyone in that clubhouse has had enough of the losing. But who's going to be that stabilizing factor that says, I've had enough? So much so that all I want from you guys is to get on my back because I'm doing not only my job, but I'm going above and beyond tonight. I'm giving you a little bit more than what you expected from me. Who's going to do that? That was my thought. That's what had me juiced on my way to the show today. And then I saw the lineup. Now, not to knock the guys that were in the lineup, but when I'm asking a question like who's going to step up, who's going to say enough is enough, I want it to be one of the young bats. I want it to be Drew Waters or Nick Prado or Michael Massey. Not one of them in the lineup tonight. I understand why, but nonetheless, not a one of them in the lineup. Who's going to step up? I knew Salvi was capable of stepping up. He's been putting this team on his back for half a decade now. Salvi, of course, did just that, hitting a one-out, two-run home run in the sixth inning to put the boys up 4-0, a 420-foot blast, his team leading 17th of the season. So Salvi lived up to the billing as the second greatest Royal of all time, as a possible future Hall of Famer. He showed why tonight. Enough is enough, says Salvador Perez. So I felt fine asking him to step up in a big way, to do something extraordinary, and Salvi answers that request. But I didn't feel comfortable asking Ryan Yarbrough. Not because he's incapable, but my message to Ryan Yarbrough on the On Deck show earlier today was, hey, if you want out of here, man, pitch your way out of here. There are scouts, there are teams all around Major League Baseball dialing into this one tonight to see what does Ryan Yarbrough have left. Can he bring anything to our playoff push? Yarbrough tonight, 6 innings of fearless baseball. 6 innings, 1 run on 6 hits. He doesn't walk a batter. And it didn't matter what was going on behind Ryan Yarbrough. He was attacking. 99 pitches, 67 strikes, like the perfect ratio. The first batter of the game reaches base on an error, an equipment error. A routine ground ball to Bobby Witt Jr. goes as an E3 as Bobby's throw to Matt Duffy at first base goes right through his glove. I don't know about you, but I'm sitting here going, are you freaking kidding me? You've dropped 5 in a row, and the first batter for Cleveland's going to reach because your gloves busted as all get out? Because you have a broken baseball glove in a professional baseball game? If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't watch this game. But Ryan Yarbrough put us all at ease. After that first batter reaches, the second batter reaches, and just like that, it's 2 on, nobody out in the first inning. Yarbrough retires the next 3 batters. No, he retires the next 8 batters in order. Allows 1 run on 5 hits after that first inning. Very impressive stuff from Ryan Yarbrough, who now has made 6 starts this season. 6 starts, 31 innings. Do the math. That's more than 5 innings every time he takes the ball. That'll play. teams are interested in that. Six starts, 31 innings, but how about this? An ERA below 3.5. 19 strikeouts and just 6 walks. That, my friends, is interesting. That is noteworthy. That is the performance of the night. Ryan Yarbrough with a professional, grown man performance. A fearless... The stuff that leaders do. The stuff that winners do. And we all know Ryan Yarbrough's a winner coming from that Tampa system. I wouldn't be surprised if a winner right now is ringing the phone of J.J. Piccolo inquiring about Ryan Yarbrough. This show really should be dedicated to the lefty as he, again, 6 innings of one-run baseball, and then his offense rewards him. How about that? When was the last time a Royals offense rewarded a pitcher? And then, along those same lines, when was the last time a pitcher then rewarded his offense for some runs? I'm telling you, those first 3 innings, it felt like we were in some bizarro world. Royals make an error defensively and the opposition doesn't capitalize. And then Jose Ramirez makes an error and the Royals do capitalize as Edward Olivares drives in a pair in the 2nd inning. And then when the Royals offense capitalizes and takes a lead, the Royals pitcher has a shutdown inning. Oh, baby, I'm telling you, this was a nice little evening of Royals baseball. I'm not making it out to be more than what it was, but what it was 9 innings of quality ball from our boys in blue. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Scott Barlow picks up the save as he comes in non-mop-up duty. A non-mop-up duty scenario tonight for Scott Barlow. Not down by 2 runs. Not down by 8 runs and just getting work in. No, trying to hang on to a lead. Trying to earn a save. And he does. He picks up his 12th of the season, the 55th of his career. That's good for 7th most in Royals franchise history. He's now 2 back of Kelvin Herrera. 3 back of Doug Bird for top 5 in Royals baseball history. The boys win tonight. 5-3 is the final score. Win number 29. I told you earlier today, if they're going to avoid history, you got to win 3 times every 2 weeks. Yes, that's a very low bar. You're trying to avoid history. It's a low bar. We all understand. 60 games to go. You're still on pace to lose a lot more than you're going to win. So when you do win, I don't know about you, but I enjoy them. Especially when it's a game that you went out there, took control of, and never relinquished. 5-3 Royals lead. Or, excuse me, 5-3. See, 5-3 Royals win. I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop. No, Vern. Game over. Royals win. 5-3. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We get to your thoughts and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Light 72.
Cody and Gold will be live from the Chiefs practice field all summer long in St. Joe to give you live real-time updates on the defending Super Bowl champs, live press conferences, exclusive one-on-one player interviews, plus front row access to see who's in the best shape of their life.
Bring the energy!
Tune in weekdays starting at 10 to Cody and Gold this summer.
Let's go!
Live from Chiefs training camp on your official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Salvi turns on one, hits it well, deep left center field, and that ball is gone. It's a 2-run homer for Salvador Perez, and the Royals go ahead 4-0. Salvi goes deep, his 17th of the year.
Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. A first pitch cutter from left-handed Logan Allen down and into Salvi, and he was ready for it, blasting it 420 feet. Home runs now in back-to-back games for the great number 13. It's home run career home run number 240 for Salvi. He's now 77 behind George Brett for the franchise record. 913-586-7610. That's our phone number. 913-586-7610. Salvi becoming the 10th player in the last 50 years to hit 200 home runs while playing the catching position. Let's go to Van in KCK. Van, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great night for everything. Everybody chipped in. Yeah, how about that? Yarbrough going six innings with one. Six hits, one K. And Sally with that 200 career home run as a catcher. Yeah, it was a great team win. Would have loved to seen it with Aaron Judge out there the last in the Yankees. But hey, it was a great team win. Let's keep it going. Drinking tomorrow. Take care of yourself, Josh.
Let's go to Ian in Ottawa. You're next up on the postgame show as the Royals win 5-3, taking the opener from the Cleveland Guardians. Go ahead. Sounds as if we've lost Ian. Yeah, Royals win the opener of this series, winning game one for the sixth time this season. They've played 33 series. They win game one for the sixth time, and they do so behind Ryan Yarbrough, six innings of one-run baseball. They do so behind a perfect eighth inning from Carlos Hernandez, and they do so behind a scoreless ninth from Scott Barlow. Scott Barlow comes in, Royals clinging to a two-run lead, all of us, myself included, hoping, wishing, praying that Barlow can close it down, but very fearful that he's not going to be able to close it down, especially when the leadoff hitter reaches on a single to center. You weren't feeling good. I wasn't feeling good. I hurt for Scott. I hurt for what this show was going to be. But he gets the next batter to fly out. And then the K-State kid, Will Brennan, goes to the opposite field. And just like that, Scott Barlow's got runners on first and third with only one out. Salvador Perez goes out to the mound, has a few choice words for Scotty B. Scott then gets Miles Straw to line out to center field, bringing up Stephen Kwan. You know Stephen Kwan, the slick hitting lefty in his second year. Ripped the headlines away from Bobby Witt Jr. last season at Kauffman Stadium on opening day. Two on, two out, Scott Barlow, Stephen Kwan. Salvi says, hold up. Let's have one more chat. Salvi goes out to the mound. The infield comes in. Salvi bestows some words of wisdom upon Scott Barlow and the rest of the boys. And Barlow gets Kwan. He gets Kwan to ground out to the right side, right to Scott Barlow for the 27th out after the game. Salvi spoke on the field with Joel Goldberg of Bally Sports Kansas City, and Joel asked what was the message to Scott Barlow there in the ninth inning. Here's what the captain had to say.
That's what I tell him, hey, don't forget who you are. You're the best we have, okay? So let's go compete, make your pitcher, forget about whatever happened in the past, just forget about that, and let's win this game.
How about that? Does that not get you fired up? You're the best we got. Now, I don't think Scott Barlow gets in his own head all that much. He's as optimistic, as cheerful of a big leaguer as I've ever met. There aren't many guys that are just, he's just always joyful. He's a very happy-go-lucky dude. Even after games when he gives it up, he answers the questions. Now he's a competitor. He's frustrated. But the next day you never know that Scott Barlow gave it up the night before. So I love the messaging there from Salvi. Look, he's not worried about losing the game. He's not worried about what he's done in the past. He just needs a reminder that you're the best we got. There's no one that we want on the mound instead of you. Love that messaging there from Salvador Perez. Royals win 5-3. Phone lines are open for you. The text line is there as well. The J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Edward Olivares gets the scoring started with that two-run double in the second inning as the Royals are able to capitalize on a mistake from the Cleveland defense. Kyle Isbell follows the error from Jose Ramirez, follows it with a single. So the Royals had two on, nobody out when Eddie comes to the dish. Runners on the corners, nobody out, second inning, scoreless game. Olivares, first pitch, rips it to deep left center field for a two-run double. And just like that, the Royals find themselves in front 2-0. They would never trail. Fun to watch. And how about this? This statistic and my game notes brought to you by Jay Southland Tow Service. This statistic blew my mind. Edward Olivares, when he swings at the first pitch, he's a 313 hitter. When he doesn't swing at the first pitch, he's a 217 hitter. Like how the at-bat plays out. If he hacks at the first pitch, 313. If he doesn't, 217. I dive into the OPS. When he swings at the first pitch, his OPS is better than 950. When he doesn't, his OPS is below 600. Ali, first pitch hacking in the second, first pitch hacking in the fourth, first pitch hacking in the sixth. Three of his four at-bats, he's hacking at the first pitch. One time he didn't. Of course, that ended in an out. Olivares hitting .353 since returning from that mild oblique strain. Six games in total, six hits, four RBI. Let's go to Pam, who's out in Cleveland, Ohio. Pam, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Were you at the game tonight, Pam?
We were at the game. So I have a birthday girl. We flew out this morning from KC. We're going to watch all three games. And so tonight was super exciting for us.
Well, how about it? And then finally they get a win. And they honestly, Pam, I don't know how much of the show you've caught. They won this game. Cleveland didn't give it to them. They outplayed the Guardians. I don't know how many times this season they've just flat out outplayed the opposition. They did that tonight.
Vern, you have to understand that she goes to bed after the Royals play, but we get up and we re-listen to your show every morning on our way to work. So we are in touch with the Royals. We love them so very much. And I will tell you, tonight Michael Massey waved at my 9-year-old. Made my night. So I guess for all the naysayers out there, they're still Royals fans like us. We're excited. We're spending money. We're going to watch them. We want to support them. We'd really like to get a signature. Maybe tomorrow we can do that. We've got great seats and we're very, very excited about the win.
Make sure you wear your Royals gear. You're on the road. You're going to stand out. Yeah, you'll get an autograph. There's too many young, nice men on that team, and they're not performing well enough to pass you up, to be quite honest with you.
They have been nothing but polite. I tell you what, waving at a 9-year-old, it takes away a lot of that frustration from me.
Yep.
So,
no doubt. I'm with you on that.
We're very excited. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed. Enjoy it. I'm with you, Pam. This happens to me at least once or twice a game where, sure, I'll be frustrated that the team's 44 games below .500. And then I'll watch Salvador Perez walk past the dugout suite and, no exaggeration, sign an autograph for every single person in that dugout suite. There's like 25 people. You know, people taking their jerseys off, you know, taking a shoe off and handing it to him, and he's waiting for him. Now, watching Bobby Witt Jr. identify a bunch of kids in the crowd wearing his jersey, going over and signing his autograph, or signing them, giving them an autograph. Now, I'm with you. That gets me every once in a while as well. You know how I feel about Michael Massey, and I could go on about so many of these guys. Just terrific young men. That's why it pains me so much when they lose like this, because I know how hard they're working. I know how much they want it. I know how many people in their corner want it for them. Good people, you know, good parents. Yeah, it's tough. I'm not saying you need to feel bad for anyone. They're living a terrific life. Tough, especially the mental grind to go along with the physical grind. They go through a lot, no doubt. Not asking you to feel bad for them, but acknowledge they're human beings, right? And to be quite honest, I think most of you, on this show, I think most of you do a very good job of that. Outside of that one weird dude, you know I'm talking about. Royals win 5-3. Ryan Yarbrough, the story of this one, six innings, one run. Second time this month he's had a start of six innings with one run or less. Second time this month. He didn't do that two times last year. Forget this month, he's done it twice. Didn't do it last year twice. Didn't do it the year before that twice. He hasn't done it twice in a year since 2019. He's done it twice in July. Studly performance tonight. Ryan Yarbrough picks up the win. He's now 3-5. Royals win by the inverse of that. 5-3, the final score. Quick timeout. We dive into the text line after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Hey, it's Travis Kelce, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
The 1-2 pitch. Curveball hit on the ground toward first. Prado dives, snares it, gets to his feet, stomps on first, and that's the ball game. The Royals hang on to win and beat the Guardians 5-3 to open this series at Progressive Field.
Jake Eisenberg on the call, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals victorious. They'll look to take the series tomorrow night, wrap up the series on Wednesday afternoon before enjoying an off day in Kansas City. Coming up on Thursday, elsewhere in the division, the Twins just walked off the Mariners to expand their lead in the division. Twins now four games clear of the Cleveland Guardians, who found out earlier today Shane Bieber won't be joining them until the middle of September at the earliest. So the Twins, with about 60 games to go in the season, certainly appear to be in the driver's seat in the American League Central. Royals are 25 games back. Okay. You know, I start going down this road, and you might hear me do it, especially of late and likely for the remaining 60 games. You'll hear me see a statistic that I could pass along, maybe that would help me transition to another topic. It's just they're all so bad. So after a win like this, there's no... but their run differential is now minus 167. The Royals are 44 games below 500 after this win. Now, the win was nice, again, and they earned it. They outplayed Cleveland. They were the better offense. They were the better defense. They were the better base-running team. They had the better starting pitcher. The Royals executed at a much higher clip than Terry Francona's bunch tonight. That's nice to say. When you take a step back and you start to look at other numbers, pertaining to this team this season, no, the numbers aren't as nice. Scott Barlow was nice in the ninth inning. He picks up the 12th save of his season. And in the midst of doing that, he becomes the sixth pitcher in Royals history to reach 300 innings without making a single start. Herrera, Holland, Soria, Montgomery, Quisenberry, Barlow. Those are the six. 913-586-7610. Two Royals had multi-hit nights tonight, as the Royals had seven hits, five runs on seven hits. The big runs, the big knocks coming from a Edward Olivares two-run double in the second inning, a Salvador Perez two-run home run in the sixth, and Michael Garcia with an opposite field solo blast with two outs in the seventh inning. That made it 5-1 Kansas City. Jose Quas would give up two in the bottom half of the seventh, even though he did get ripped off on that leadoff walk. Who knows how different that inning looks if instead of a leadoff walk, it's a leadoff punch out for Jose Quas. Nonetheless, it's a win. No need to complain about the home plate umpire. But yeah, Michael Garcia hits his fourth home run of the season. Another one of those moments tonight, those moments that make you feel good about the win, because again, it was such an earned victory. I talk about the Royals defense making an error in the first inning and Cleveland doesn't capitalize. But when Cleveland makes an error in the second inning, the Royals do capitalize. The Royals, after scoring two in the second inning, get a shutdown inning from their pitcher, Ryan Yarbrough. When Cleveland scores two runs in the seventh inning or scores one run in the sixth inning, they don't get that shutdown inning. Right? Royals led 4-0 heading to the bottom of the sixth inning. Cleveland gets one off of Ryan Yarbrough, and suddenly it's a three-run game, maybe some momentum building for the Cleveland ball club. But they're not able to get the shutdown inning. Garcia gets that four-run lead right back with that home run. So every time Cleveland tried to respond, the Royals would thwart them away. How often has that happened? How often have the Royals been the dominant ball club from start to finish? Just haven't seen it very often. Only two Royals with multi-hit nights. Bobby Witt Jr. is third straight multi-hit game, his team-leading 30th multi-hit game. And Kyle Isbell. Isbell, by the way, has an OPS just under 750 here in the month of July. 18 games, small sample size, but it's improvement. An OPS around 750 with that glove, you can stay in this game for a while, Kyle Isbell, but you're going to have to hit consistently. Going to have to hit for more than just an 18-game stretch here in the month of July. 913-586-7610, that's the phone number. That's also the text line number, 913-586-7610. Joey in Grain Valley's enjoying this win. Not many people deserve it more than you, Joey. I'll tell you that right now. Rally Mantis is sending praise Ryan Yarbrough's way. He deserves it. He picks up the win tonight. Also, some love for Salvi, some love for Eddie Olivares. Olivares, by the way, hitting 275 since the start of June with an OPS above 750. 31 games, OPS 756. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 816, Vern, great way to start the week with a Royals win. What's the update on Nicky Lopez? Is he getting traded or can we sign him to a long-term contract? Well, I don't think it's one or the other. Nicky's still arbitration eligible for at least two more years. Might be three. I believe it's two more years for Nicky Lopez, so no need to sign him to an extension. It's not as if he's having some breakout campaign. We actually saw his breakout season back in 2021. You still have Nicky Lopez. He's not a free agent until 2026. So you're not going to sign him, in my opinion, you're not going to sign him to a long-term extension. And as far as trading him, sure, yeah, why not? Don't hold your breath for a sizable return, though. Because, again, the exercise that we all need to take part in is put yourself in another general manager's shoes. And if you're looking for that final piece to the puzzle for your championship team, maybe you need a middle infielder off the bench. You need a backup shortstop. You need a utility infielder, a guy that can bounce all around late in the game, maybe be a defensive improvement over your average to below average second baseman or third baseman. Maybe they have a big bat in the lineup that's a subpar defender, and you want to bring this guy in a la Gerard Dyson back in the day. Okay, sure. Yeah, trade Nicky Lopez. But you're going to get a A-ball lottery ticket, some 18-year-old that shows promise in the Dominican Summer League. I'm not saying don't do it. Just temper your expectations. Nicky, by the way, tonight 0 for 4. Played a solid second base. Always plays a solid second base. Turned a big 5-4-3 inning-ending double play, helping Jose Quas out of that jam in the seventh inning. 913-586-7610. A few more from the text line. This one from the 918. Vern, great outing from Ryan Yarbrough. His name has not really crossed my mind as a potential trade chip. What could we expect to get for him? Yeah, listen, I understand why his name didn't cross your mind. It didn't cross my mind until like a week and a half ago. Just prior to his most recent start, before tonight. That was the first time I really thought of it because a guy takes a line drive off the face. You never know if he's going to pitch again, let alone pitch well again. But now the numbers speak for themselves. What could you get in return for Ryan Yarbrough? That's a great question because I'm pretty sure he's arbitration eligible again next season. So you acquire Ryan Yarbrough. If you choose, you can have him on your pitching staff again next season. Okay, so if you're a team in contention, why do you want Ryan Yarbrough? Do you want him as a starter? No, you don't want him as your one, your two, your three. I don't think any team that's in contention is looking at Ryan Yarbrough as we want him to come in and join our rotation. He's not a closer. He's not an eighth inning guy. He's not a strikeout guy. He's a multi-inning left-handed reliever. But you have him for another year, and he's showing the ability to go through a lineup multiple times. Maybe you use an opener with him. Maybe he could be a team's number four. I still don't think that's going to garner you what you got for Aroldis Chapman. Maybe you could get a pitcher for Ryan Yarbrough. You could get an A-ball, double-A pitcher with upside. Now, I'm all for it. If you can get something for Ryan Yarbrough, go for it. But I would say it would be one lottery ticket as well. Now, it would be more than what, in my opinion, it would be more than what you would get for Nicky Lopez. I think it would be more than what you would get for Edward Olivares. Scott Barlow or Ryan Yarbrough, who brings back more in return? I'll still say Barlow, but it's not as, the margin isn't as wide as you might think. Now, Barlow's going to make a lot more money next season. Barlow has it's not a spotty track record. It's just a lack of big game experience. He's only been with the Royals. Yarbrough's been in the postseason. He's only pitched with the Rays prior to this year. A few more. Text line 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I'm very happy to see the boys in blue win a game. This was a good game overall. Nice offense. Bullpen held the fort down. We got to see a Salvi slam. Quality baseball. Vern, this has been a trying season, but baseball will always be fun to watch. Well, that's nice to hear. And you know what? 93% of the time, I agree with you. Baseball is always fun to watch. There have been a few games this year not fun to watch. Not many. Four or five. Just no fun. Didn't enjoy the other team. Didn't enjoy the Royals. But yeah, I'd say 93, 94% of the time, I'm with you. Raj in the Ozarks points out we are exactly 1 week away from the trade deadline. Yeah, game-wise, I guess we are. 5 o'clock, August 1st, a week from tomorrow. Vern, why would the Atlanta Braves trade two pitching prospects for Rockies reliever Pierce Johnson instead of Scott Barlow? I think Salvi will probably be traded to a contender, signed Raj in the Ozarks. Raj, I don't know. I don't know anything about Pierce Johnson. I guess I could look it up during the break. I don't know if they're contracts. To be 100% honest with you, I've never heard of him. You could be making up that name right now. Maybe that's a poor reflection of my baseball knowledge, but that is the truth. This year, the 32-year-old Pierce Johnson. I honestly thought you were making the name up. He hasn't been that good. He is a free agent after 2026. Yeah, very similar. Yeah, I don't know really anything about him other than he's from Springfield, Missouri, apparently. Now, I can't speak to that. Salvi being traded to a contender? Yeah, maybe this offseason. I'd be shocked if it happened in the regular season. Not saying you're wrong, not saying it can't happen, but I would be legitimately shocked if a package was able to come together that appeases both sides, that both sides turn the key on. Really, all three sides. The Royals, Salvi, and another team. You need all three of them to turn their key. That's not going to be easy. You know, Miami, I think Salvi would go to Miami. Maybe he would go to Tampa. You know, he'd go to a winner. Arizona. But I don't think he'd go to any winner. I think he wants to go to a clubhouse where he would feel comfortable, a city in which he would feel comfortable. But you never know. 913-586-7610. Really haven't talked much about Bobby or Michael Garcia. I mentioned Michael's home run, but Bobby with a multi-hit game. In the 45 games since the beginning of June, Bobby Witt's hitting .290, Michael's hitting .281. Since the start of June, almost 2 months now, Bobby's OPS, 796. Mike Hell's, 735. Back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern Scott Barlow is aging fast forward in real time like the mad scientist at the end of the Indiana Jones movie. I've never seen an Indiana Jones movie. I cannot speak to that. Any more from the text line worth reading? Yeah, here we go. 816. Vern, there's one young guy that I think we should honestly try and trade. I think he's somebody that you could get something of note in return for, and that's Nick Prado. Yeah, again, I think most of the talent on this team is not the type of talent that you acquire at the trade deadline. Like, who's the team trying to acquire Nick Prado for their playoff push? Maybe if you need a defensive replacement at first base late in the game, a lefty bat off the bench. But I can't imagine there are very many teams that are in desperate need of a 24-year-old first baseman with an OPS in the low 700s, a batting average below 250, strikes out nearly, in half of his at-bats. A team that's on the cusp of the postseason is not trying to add that for the push. That's an off-season move. That's a front office that says, I don't think the Royals are using Nick Prado right. Let's bring him to our organization and we'll get the most out of him. That's an off-season move. That's how you move, in my opinion. That's how you move Prado. That's how you acquire a frontline starting pitcher. You package up some of these bats, some of these minor leaguers. You send them wherever you got to send them to bring this era's James Shields to Kansas City. Royals win 5-3. Appreciate all the text messages. Don't forget the Jay Southland Tow Service text line's always available for you. 913-586-7610. Royals look to pick up win number 30 on the season tomorrow in game number 103. It's Zach Greinke on the hill as he squares off with fellow right-hander Aaron Savali. It's a 6:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 5 o'clock. I got to be honest with you. I have been beating myself up all day. I spent all of the On Deck Show telling you about enough is enough. Who's going to step up? Of course, Salvi's going to step up, but who else? Why didn't I bet on Salvi? Oh, that double play's been killing me all day. Zant Durham, thank you very much for the help. Appreciate your fine work back at the studio. Kansas City, thanks for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Monday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Odyssey celebrates Father's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane.
Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.